Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, language is rather interesting, and the English language, as spoken by Americans, is not as quite as precise as it could be. You know, different words have different meanings, and when people come here from other countries to learn the language, they have difficulty understanding what words mean. One moment it means one thing, one moment it means another thing. It's all in the context. And when we're in business, we have to take that into consideration when we're talking to people, and we have to choose our words wisely. But do you start your business day using some of those imprecise words? Do you say to yourself, what if? Now, there's a real difference here because you hear all the time, don't prejudge. Don't anticipate. Just make sure you have your facts right. But you really have to ask yourself, what if? What if, and it could be any subject, what if our sales department isn't as efficient as it should be? What if we changed our proposal just a bit, we'd get more business? What if I did a research on customer service, I'd find out my customer service department is doing well or it's not doing well? You see, there's a real difference between what if and prejudging. Oh, I'm just going to know that my sales department is just fine. I'm going to know my business is fine. I know everything is fine. I know that the current work that we're doing, there is no problem. But what if there was? We have to be prepared. And we are prepared in so many ways here in Southern Florida. We hear all the time if there's a hurricane coming, and even if it's hundreds of miles offshore, we're talking about what if it hits? Are you prepared? Do you have batteries? Do you have water? Do you have enough food for several days because you may not be able to get out? What if? Do you know the escape route if you're in a flooded area, in an area that floods? In business, it's the same thing. We have to look and see what may not work in our business. We have to be prepared to make the necessary changes that will take place if something happens that doesn't go our way. Or what if we're so successful and we sell so much, how do we get the work out? We have three contracts come in at one time. Can't turn them down, but we can't be inefficient and not do it right either. So when you walk in your business in the morning, take a moment, stop and think. What if my day goes absolutely great? How will I make tomorrow great? What if it doesn't go great? What if I lose an employee? What if I lose my key employee? What if I lose my key customer? And always be challenging yourself and asking questions to yourself so that you are prepared for any event that happens in your business. And when it does happen, it's no problem because you thought about it. You were prepared. Now, I'm not suggesting that you become negative, and I'm not suggesting you think that the sky's going to fall. I'm just suggesting that if we ask what if, we will be prepared and we will understand what we need to do when things happen. And the only way that things don't happen when you're in business is to do nothing. If you do nothing, nothing happens. If you're out there in the business world and if you're creating business and if you have employees and you have a thriving business, there will be days that you absolutely need to be prepared. So let's be prepared for that hurricane of business, that hurricane of life, to make sure that we understand what we need to do to make sure that our success is continued. And of course, this is Howard Lewinter, and you know, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.